It's all in.
Okay, you people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. And if we're not back by dawn, call the president.
So the bartender lived. The bartender never gets killed.
And my name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Right around that corner, there is a sandwich shop. They sell meatball sandwiches. Best I've ever tasted. Would you go get me two?
What about you, Peggy Sue?
I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him. And kill him for 10.
What is it you want us to do?
I want to talk to Samson. Climb to the moon like that fish out of cramp.
Nobody is wasting nobody. That is a miracle.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Call me Snake.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespo Diso.
All right, welcome to episode 80 of Cinema Crespo Diso. I'm your host, Christopher Crespo. Got a full house here. Very excited about this. Co-host, co-producer, Juicer Cogburn. Drew.
What up?
There you go. Get your own. I know you like to make sure you get your own set of laughs or clapping.
I don't care. It doesn't
no,
matter.
No. You've made a couple of mentions here and there.
I just don't like it when you do the Nazis. That's all. Exactly.
That's pretty weird.
You can't tell me those aren't Nazis.
That sounds like a soccer game.
it's labeled as supporters.
Is that supporters?
That's what it says.
Okay. I think they're Nazi supporters.
He was Nazis. I mean, hey, Nazis got to support something. Support Juicy Cogburn.
Yeah.
That's unofficial. Never mind. I'm not going down that road. Third time guest. Very excited about this. Last time he was on was in January, episode 50-something. That was forever ago.
Something.
Pedro Lima, how's it going?
Yeah, everybody, can I get the Nazis? Right. I'll take the Nazis. Yeah. Yeah, my people.
They're passionate people. Very bad. You're wearing Orlando City shirt, man. Go City.
Very nice.
Go City. Yeah, oh, look at that. I didn't even realize.
You just put on a shirt.
I just put on something.
Just threw it on. Well, thanks for coming back, dude.
Thanks
really appreciate
for having
it.
Me, man.
Yeah.
I like the new dig.
It, for the podcasting purposes, it works out pretty well. You know, it's like we got this nice little alcove here, and it's all pretty tight. And for this here, it's working out pretty good.
Yeah,
everything else.
But there's always going to be an upgrade, though. We'll be actually waiting for it. Man, I've been talking about this for a while now. Got to get on Kevin about this.
How long? We had a little back on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was never an actual bed, but you were right, though. It definitely took longer than I thought it would. Kevin's got his studio downtown, the Wall Street studio, and we're getting ready to make that thing ready to go live. You know, phone calls and all that stuff. It's going to happen. Just laughing. It's going to happen. And we're going to be moving over there.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be doing live shows from there and stuff, probably on Monday evenings, like early evening.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. So that's down the road. Hopefully by... Honestly, hopefully by episode 100.
That's all right, good. That's a good aim.
Which is around December.
That's good pressure to put yourself on.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I got to put the pressure.
Drew.
I got to put the pressure.
The optimism of Drew.
Well, you see, this is in all reality. Like, we really don't have any say over. No, what
we can make it happen.
Like, if it was up to us, it'd be done. We'd be doing it by now.
Not necessarily.
It's not up to us.
Chris is applying the secret technique of just throwing it out there.
You son of a bitch. I hate the secret. I hate the secret so much.
Out there. It's in the ether, and now he's just...
Yeah, it's never going
to
fucking...
Now it's going to come to me inside a Lamborghini with a trunk full of free Cheetos for life.
Sweet.
Because that's what I want. That's what I want out of life.
Crunchy or puff?
For the purposes of this exercise, crunchy. So if I'm just getting just a handful, give me some of those puffs.
Okay.
Cheese balls, actually.
What about the balls?
Those cheese balls.
They don't make those anymore.
Like the Planters ones?
No. But the Cheetos used to make the cheese balls.
Yeah.
Cheetos made their own cheese balls, too?
Yeah, and then they changed it to just the puff for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess...
It wasn't selling as well,
the
probably.
The factory... Wasn't making these headphones are driving me crazy.
All right, that's fine. I remember when I was younger, it was all about grabbing getting the plant. I think it was Planters. It was the blue can.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And just loaded with the
little pellets.
Yes.
Very like hard.
Just the worst. Yeah. The worst for you.
No.
Yeah. Just the worst. Yeah.
Delicious.
Like a ball of salt.
Delicious cheese flavored powder on top of corn.
Yeah. Corn puff.
Corn puff.
Salty. Cheesy corn.
Get it right. Yep. All right. Well, let's get the show started. We got to do the Netflix Instant Pick of the Week, Drew. Got the randomizer 9,000 right there. Why don't you go ahead, shake it up, give it to Pedro. Here we go. And they just did a... There you go. And they just did a purge of the Netflix recently. A couple of weeks worth of purge. They did a purge, you know.
We did a purge.
And we did a purge. Did we do a purge? We'll be talking about that in a minute. Did you see the first Purge, Pedro?
No.
No. That was a pretty whack movie. Disappointing.
Was it?
Because it was all about, here's this idea about some crazy thing going on, and now here's the movie, and the movie is just a house invasion movie. All right, here we go. What is this week's Netflix Instant Pick of the Week?
It is Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's a classic. That's beautiful.
You can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely not. What's that, 1968?
Yes.
1968, George Romero. Super, super low budget, because obviously
that's the way they did it back then. The creation of the genre.
It's the first zombie movie with zombies as we know them today. The slow walking, the eating of the flesh and the brains and stuff like that.
Before, what's the first movie with a zombie?
There was a movie from the 40s called White Zombie, which is where Rob Zombie got the name for the band White Zombie from. Okay. And there's like I Married a Teenage Zombie. Before Romero, there was a different movie zombie. And it was more of like a normal looking person, maybe walk around catatonic, something like that. But it was nowhere near like the monstrous flesh eating, like the Living Dead, the Walking Dead type of deal. That's more like the voodoo, mixing in with like the voodoo culture zombie type thing. And also, it's based a little bit on Richard Matheson's I Am Legend story, which is like in that they're vampires, but the way they act in the beginning, they're kind of like vampire zombie type things. But really, it's all about, you know, Fighting that menace and all that shit. So that's where Night of the Living Dead, that's where that zombie whole thing came from. Now look at that shit. Now it's zombie crazy.
Yeah.
Walking Dead is going strong. I could have sworn, well, 2000, if you had asked me like 2005, back then I was saying the zombie thing, it's pretty much over. It's done.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this is zombie crazy.
2014, still going strong.
This zombie crazy was stronger than ever, you know.
Because the vampires were starting to kick on vampires, during that time.
Right, they're exactly. Still going. Vampires are still going strong, too.
Vampires are actually going, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But they're gang everything up.
Well, have you seen the pilot of The Strain? Guillermo del Toro's The Strain?
I saw the pilot.
That's Monster Vampire.
Yeah, those are
weird worm things.
Yeah, he's trying to bring back. Because he also did Blade 2. Did you see Blade 2?
That was a weird movie.
Yeah, with the mouths open up, the crazy jaw things.
The predator mouth. Yeah. He's trying to give him predator mouth.
Exactly, yes.
You can't give creatures. You can't take another creature's.
Like a design.
That's iconic. Yeah. Predator mouth.
The crab face.
Iconic.
Well, that was in Blade 2. He definitely went with that thing. But, this one, the strain, it's more like the jaw comes out open, I think. Uh-huh. Just like straight down. And then like a big, gross, like stinger thing. It shoots out and gets him in the neck.
Right,
and it's like
regular.
And then this little thing sticks out like a needle. And then they show like a crazy like x-ray close-up. And it goes like right into the vein and starts sucking out the blood. It's really primal and gross.
I haven't seen it yet. I saw the commercials, but Guillermo del Toro, to me, he always has a creature that has eyeballs in his hands.
Something like that, yeah.
Has it shown
something,
up yet?
Something creepy? No.
No, not yet.
There has been one, like a thing in a cloak, and it's like the biggest vampire of them all, I guess. I guess it's like the lead one. And it's got,
it looks really creepy.
So it looks pretty creepy, but it's mostly in cloak, too, so you haven't gotten to see how, you know, it's been hidden back. You know, we'll get to see. There was one scene where they're like, people were all cut up, like they're autopsied because they were dead.
Yeah,
cut them up, and then
they came back to life,
back to life, and they're walking around with like their guts all hanging out and stuff, and they go after the autopsy guy.
Oh,
all while Neil Diamond plays in the background. Never listen to that song again.
Yeah, they're
the
shit,
same
right?
way. You know, it's a good
song.
Shit.
Was it?
I think it was Song Sung Blue. Was it? Or Sweet Caroline. No, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, they're like, oh, and he's like, no, no.
So good. So good.
Oh, man. It's good shit. So Night of the Living Dead, definitely a precursor to a lot of that stuff. Very bleak ending, which is awesome. And
I like what's the one in the mall?
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead that's the one I remember when I was little.
Uh-huh. Where it starts, like, there's a scene in the projects where, like, the zombie broke the
it's
breakout.
Like, it's like a 1980-something movie.
Oh, it's like 78, 79. Like, something
like that. And they go into the mall.
Yes.
And I love that movie.
That's a crazy one, too.
And then it started getting real silly.
The Day of the Dead. That's the one where, did you see, remember the third one where they're in, like, a military base on the ground?
I remember one that it was at night that rained acid. and it woke the zombies up.
Return of the Living Dead. That's the Dan O'Bannon. Yeah. That's a crazy movie, though. That's when they were getting...
That's when they were talking.
Yeah. That's when we were getting really... that was like 80s crazy
that
zombie
movies.
That got
real cheesy.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, this shit's stupid.
And then it went away for a while after that. There were no zombie movies in the 90s, were there? No, not really.
Yep. And then Vin Rames, they did the Mall one.
The remake.
And
which was like...
And that went well.
And that kickstarted it up again. And then at the same time, the Walking Dead comic book. When would that start, Drew? Like 04, 05, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
So and that's like right around
Robert
the same
Rodriguez
time.
Robert Rodriguez did that double feature with Tarantino.
The Planet Terror.
Planet Terror, I like that one a lot.
The first time I saw that movie, it freaked me out, man. I was like, I felt like watching that movie, like anything can fucking happen in this movie, and that scares me. You know, like anyone can get a needle in the eyeball or get bit or something. You know?
I love movies like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, yeah.
You're always at edge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. Night of the Living Dead was like that for people in 68. That freaked them out. There's a scene where they show like a kid being all zombie like. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a black guy on the screen.
Yeah, the movie. Yeah, the lead, the hero of the movie is a black guy. That did, you know, in 68.
There's not that many black zombies. That's one of my biggest complaints about The Walking Dead Season 3.
No black zombies?
Well, here's
the whole thing. Let's take place in Atlanta, too, right?
No, they were in a prison. In Atlanta. in Atlanta. And you're telling me there's no black zombies?
All black zombies.
Oh, yeah, right. Fuck yourself.
At least 80% black or brown zombies.
At least.
Yeah.
But no. Oh, come on. Stop being so sensitive.
I think it's just because really they have their army of zombie extras and they just got to keep putting them in different clothes
and
different makeup.
Black actors that need work.
For real.
Plenty of them. Yeah. I'm sure.
Well. What are you gonna do, man? You gotta write to your.
But now Walking Dead is going to this cannibalism thing, which is casted right white people.
Is it already cannibalizing?
Yeah,
each
other? That's what
I've been watching in a while.
Yeah, that's the next phase.
Well, that's cool. So there's not enough cannibalism
because
on
there's
TV.
No food, so now people are
what
eating.
What else are you gonna eat?
People are eating the people, the live people.
Well, you know the babies are gonna taste the best.
Oh yeah. Definitely, exactly. Man.
Especially if you can scare them a little bit.
Yeah. Like torture them for a couple days and then roast them over a spitfire.
Yeah.
You can't torture them because then... what's that movie that...
It's like veal.
Game of Thrones?
You got to torture them a little bit.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Yeah.
When Melisandre says, you ever kill a goat before? You don't show the knife to the goat. Because then it gets scared,
yeah.
And then it rottens the meat.
But then why did they? We're talking about that's goats. We're talking about delicious babies. How come when they veal, then it's all about the torturing baby cows? How does that make them?
They don't torture it. They just have like a stake, right?
Okay.
And then the chain is maybe like 4 inches away.
Okay.
So what it makes the veal is the baby cow. It's just there. It's just not moving.
Oh, it can't do nothing.
It can't move, so the muscle atrophies pretty much.
And then it's nice and tender. So we got to tie up the babies and make sure you don't roll around. All right.
So still babies.
They're not like, ah! Scaring the shit out of the cows.
Very still.
That's true. They do kind of sneak up on them there. They got that little thing that they just put on there, like in a...
Soldering pigs, though. That's... Have you seen Faces of Death?
Yeah.
Isn't that stuff fake, though, a lot of that stuff?
No, when they slaughtering the fucking pigs.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah.
That's when I tapped out.
I did see...
the other stuff, I was fine with it.
There's going back to cannibals, there's a movie called Cannibal Holocaust, where it's from the 70s,
yes!
late 70s. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, and there are scenes where, like, a real tribe is cutting up a turtle. And then, like, they, you know, after they say cut, you know, the tribe just takes their turtle parts, like, all right, now here's our dinner, you know. They use the turtle. It's not, like, just for movie purposes. Yeah. But people freaked out, though. Like, you can't be shown a turtle getting cut up in a movie.
It's a turtle.
It is
eat that motherfucker.
I mean, they did eat it.
The Tunyon has union papers.
that Amazon tribe didn't have no union papers. And now they made another movie. Have you seen the Green Inferno trailer? The Green Inferno.
Is that the one from Papua New Guinea or whatever it is?
No, it's from the Amazon. It's in the Amazon. Yeah. Where
crazy.
They claim that they found a tribe that
is
like...
Is it like Blair Witch kind of shit?
Well, no, it's not presented like it's real. Okay. No, I mean, the real director, Eli Roth, the guy who did Hostel.
That guy's full of shit, but okay.
He probably is full of shit, but he said, you know, here's a tribe that's never even seen white people before cameras. We put them in our movies, but somehow they know how to act to like they're cannibals. So these white missionaries, like their plane just goes down in the jungle and the cannibals come and take them. And the whole movie's just, you know, them eating people.
Only person I trust with savages and stuff like Mel Gibson.
Oh, Apocalypto.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. That movie was great.
Yeah, that is a really good movie.
That movie, I thought I was like, how the hell did he get the Mayans?
To participate right? Like that? Yeah.
It was great. Dude, I love that movie. Anytime that movie comes on, it's one of those movies.
You can like, just watch
like
it.
Like Heat, Highlander, and Untouchables. If it's on, I have to finish watching
it. Yeah. Man, funny you say that. Heat, I did that. In the last 2 weeks, I did that twice. Like, I went on the TV.
If it's on, you can't change the channel. Something.
Like, why am I going to change it?
whoever directed that movie, something with the dialogue or
and the music,
the vision and everything. Just on Shawshank. Shawshank does the same thing.
Yeah. It's like the perfect match of like the director and their sensibilities with the material. And
so good.
It's just that. It's a beauty of movies. That's why we do this, man. The beauty of movies.
The beauty.
The booty.
The booty.
The booty of movies.
All right. That's speaking of movies. And we're talking about babies and stuff there. See, all right. If anyone's listening left, we're going to do the box office recap.
Did you guys already talk about Dawn of the Apes?
We'll talk about it now because I'm sure it's probably number two for the weekend.
What beat it?
We'll find out.
All right, well, coming in at number five this week was Transformers. It made $10 million.
That shit's still ranking?
For a total gross of $227 on a budget of $210.
$227, but that's not the number you care about for Transformers. Transformers, so far, $659 million international, and $886 million worldwide for Transformers.
Europeans don't give a shit about it.
Oh, not just Europeans. The highest grossing non-Chinese movie in China. It's setting records in Japan. Wherever they're watching movies, they're watching Transformers, man.
Unfortunately.
God damn you, Michael Bay.
It is a worldwide phenomenon. And you know what? It's a piece of shit.
It is.
It's garbage.
But it's got Mark Wahlberg.
Yep. At number four this week.
So you guys heard about these robots?
All right. Sex tape.
New movie.
Made $15 million. Yeah. That's the total.
On budget a budget of 40. $40 million. Yeah, that's okay.
No interest in watching old Cameron Diaz.
That's what apparently everybody agrees with you.
Jason Segel's skinny just freaks me out, man.
He shouldn't be.
He looks ill. He needs to be fat.
He was my hope because, like, I'm not like huge.
You're not fluffy, skinny, but you're not Neil like, Patrick Harris.
Exactly.
You're Pedro Lima.
Thank you. I'm in the tweener thing, and the only guy that I could relate when I was watching Knocked Up was Jason Segel.
Well,
he had a horrible body and saving
and he's tall. He's
and tall.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
kind of a weird guy.
Sarah Silverman movie.
The Sarah Silverman one.
The one with Russell Brand in Hawaii.
Oh, the forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, yeah. Mila Kunis. Was that Mila Kunis? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had a horrible body there, but he was still pulling fucking two hot bitches.
Well, that's the thing with entertainment, right? With comedies, it's always a fat comedian guy gets the hot chick. You know, even if it's like Kevin James on King of Queens show on TV.
On the chick that got banned from
from Scientology. Yeah, yeah.
But then they ruined it by doing Mike and Molly by putting two fat people together.
So now we're gonna
look. Fat people can meet each other. That doesn't happen. Fat people don't date each other.
That's too many. That's too many fat people.
It's too much.
I mean, fat's funny, but that's too much fat. Jason Segel lost that fat. America said no.
And he probably lost his funny, too.
Probably did. Apparently, the movie's not very...
That's what happened to Jonah Hill. Reviewed. Jonah Hill lost the weight.
Yeah, but he never was not fat, though.
No. He's still kind of fat.
He lost a lot of weight, but he was always kind of fat.
But he was... Yes, but he...
But I mean, at one point, he was like...
When he got slimmed down for 21 Jump Street...
Yeah, that was for that one, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Moneyball right after that. He was already starting to blow up a little bit back with Moneyball. And then with 22 Jump Street, he lost the weight again. But it's still looking a little... I mean,
you got a big head.
That's the problem. He's got to fill out the head. He's got to fill that. All right,
number three.
Number three this week, Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Oh, sweet.
$18 million.
Okay. Sequel to Planes.
Budget of 50.
How much? $18 million?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not that good. Nope.
That movie had a budget. It was just the same planes, except
$50 million budget.
Well, that's actually I think Disney because it's Disney, not Pixar, and $50 million is like their default budget for what are traditionally the direct to video sequels.
Hold up, that's not Pixar.
No way.
So they just stole Cars.
Yeah. Well, since they own Pixar.
Yeah, they own Pixar. They own Pixar.
Okay. So they're like, we can do whatever we want with all these sequels and shit. They probably threw them a little bit of cash money.
Probably that's why they're by just 50.
Yeah. I mean, if
it
if
like $5 million to make.
Actually, what happened with the first Planes movie that came out a couple years ago? That one had a budget of $50 million. That was supposed to be direct to video, like straight on the Redbox, you know, not in theaters at all. But someone along the way is like, hey, we got a $50 million.
Check it out.
Why don't I go ahead and just put this in a theater and see what happens?
Have you ever seen on Redbox they have like the bootlegs?
The bootlegs.
They like the real bootlegs.
You mean like the straight to video?
It's called like Autos.
Yes. Oh, you know, Transmorphers. Like
Transmorphers or
yeah, that's Transmorphers is from sci-fi. I'm talking about like kitty cartoons.
They do it with the kitty cartoons too?
And they doing
it. Cuz I've seen it for adult films.
Like Autos. Instead of planes, it's like aviation.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. That's a rip.
It's so bad. The graphics are so bad.
That's like how when Battleship was come out a couple years ago, this company, the same one that put out Transmorphers, put out what they call
Battleship.
American Warship.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was just
on Netflix.
Yeah. All this shit is like, oh yeah, they get it on there. They just come up with the most blatant ripoffs ever, and that one actually they got sued and they lost, which was pretty sweet. But anyway, right, where are we at?
Number two this week, The Purge Anarchy.
Ah, so
Weekend Gross 28. Dawn of the Apes. Same as total. Okay. Budget at 9.
The Purge Anarchy. On a $9 million budget, $28 million already?
Yeah. That movie was a $9 million budget?
Yeah, damn.
It takes $50 million to draw some fucking planes?
Because they got it's a bunch of guys in a room with all these goddamn computers and
I'm sure the power bill alone.
It's the power bill. They're yeah.
It's a power bill.
That's what they're paying for, okay. And then for the building and shit. You know, in The Purge, it's all shot out on the street. They're just paying for blanks and fake blood.
A couple semis.
Yeah.
Just
run around Detroit. Yeah. Nobody's
That's what
notice.
They did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The city was fucking empty. All right. So we saw The Purge Anarchy, sequel to surprise hit The Purge. The Purge. That one only cost $3 million, but that movie was just a home invasion movie. You know. This one is all about what the first movie should have been. What happens out on the fucking streets during those 12 hours, during the purge, when the government says it's cool for its 12 hours during the year.
They do whatever the fuck you want.
And that's the thing. They say you can go and do whatever the fuck you want.
All crime is legal.
All crime is legal.
But class 4 explosives are not.
Class 4 explosives are not legal. So something's still... Rules are meant to be broken, right?
No thermonuclear warheads,
assholes.
You can
do whatever you want, but all everyone does is murder. That's it.
Yeah.
Some people do some kidnapping.
Some raping.
But that's only to facilitate the murdering.
Yeah.
I guess the raping's implied because of...
Because it's unlimited. You have an unlimited window of do how many...
12 hours. Yeah, 12 do whatever hours. The
so
fuck you
kidnap,
want.
Kidnap, rape, and murder.
You can do all that stuff. But the thing is, that's only shows people being murdered.
Somebody,
it's only murdering.
Is there somebody at 12:01?
That's the thing I want.
Actually, yes.
There is
hey, you. No, you got to stop. Stop fucking her. Yeah. No, that's rape now.
If the alarm goes off, you got to stop. That's what I was thinking, too. It was like, what if someone's like, 7:01, man. Like, no, I got 6:59, dude. You know, I don't know.
A referee comes out with a red card. Yeah.
Nope.
Purge over.
That shit. What about time zones? Like, could I drive across country and get an extra 3 hours?
Yes.
I could kill for 27 hours.
Yes.
You know, as long as I have enough gas.
Yeah.
All international flights are booked.
Oh, yeah. Would people fly in? That's the third one. The third one's the international tourism aspect of The Purge in America.
Yeah.
Actually, okay. So
people fly in just to kill a bunch of motherfuckers?
The first movie made no sense.
Smoking in the plane. Everything's legal.
Yeah.
Everything's legal.
That'd be funny. Get kicking the door down to the cockpit. Let me in here. I'm flying this fucker. I don't need a license. So the first Purge was a bunch of bullshit because it was up there all saying how... Because we do this because we allow all crime for 12 hours once a year and let's say everyone get their aggression out. So then for the rest of the year, they're fucking cool. Everyone's cool. So the crime rate goes down. The unemployment rate drops. You know, all this stuff. All of a sudden, everything's great because of this one thing. And that's a bunch of bullshit. That doesn't follow, right? Just because people out their aggression one night doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
This movie, Purge Anarchy...
No, it makes a little more sense.
It makes more sense. It makes more sense because they talk about it. It's right off from the bat. Right from the start, they point out how when the Purge happens, like, unemployment is going down and everything's getting better for the economy, so to speak, because during the Purge, it's only the poor people.
Which is stupid.
It's logical.
It's the poor people that are going after the rich people.
The rich people are the ones that can afford to protect themselves. They're locked the fuck down. They can hire security. They can do 1,000 things. If you're poor, you can put boards up on your door sit behind it with a shotgun.
And hope nobody comes to kill you.
And hope a fucking team of mercs with like a goddamn chainsaw thing to cut through your door and flashbangs don't decide to just, you know, I'm going to kick down this random
you
door and see what happens.
You're making this movie sound entertaining now.
Dude.
It kind of is.
It's actually kind of entertaining. It's actually good.
Is it?
I was surprised. I liked it more than I thought I would. It's an intense movie.
Do I have to watch the first one?
No.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not.
It explains itself in the first
I actually recommend actively just staying away from that first one. Don't even bother. Don't even bother. The second one is pretty good. It's reminding me a lot of early 80s John Carpenter, Escape from New York, that type of thing, or The Warriors, you know, because it's like a group of people. Well, first, a group of people comes together, and then there's, for different reasons, all of them are out on the streets during the Night of the Purge when they don't want to be. Except for one guy, one badass dude.
He wants Frank Grillo.
Yeah, Frank. This dude, Frank Grillo, who I don't know.
The trainer from Warrior.
Dude, I don't know how that guy is not the Punisher, man. That guy, he's totally.
He totally is the Punisher.
In this movie, he's a fucking Punisher.
He just needed a skull on his chest.
At one point, he's walking around with an AK and a fucking black coat.
Watch this fucking movie now.
It's good. It's good.
You stole me.
And
I had no interest. I had none, zero interest.
It's fun. And then it's, you know, again, it's all about.
Number two, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's all about how it's the poor that are the one getting wiped out, and the government is using the purge for their own reasons, and but they're selling it to the people as one way, and then, you know, the dumb masses, they're, you know, they swallow it up. So it's got, you know, and then, you know, it's not a perfect movie. On the other hand, you know, a lot of these points
are
some cheesy nonsense with family stuff, and then you know, to try to make you feel more empathy for the characters, and the whole
how
thing.
How are we gonna make rent, John? How are we gonna make rent?
Pretty much, it's replace rent with pay for medicine, and yeah, you know, there you go. That, you know,
they always gotta throw some
healthcare shit
how about
in there.
Fucking kill a dude, just to kill a dude.
That's it.
Plenty of that as well.
Someone do that too.
She needs medicine, John.
I'll find a way, Linda.
We'll get the medicine. I would recommend it. I want to say, you know, don't run out to the theater and go see it.
Walk to the theater.
Don't run. Anywhere. Find the exits.
Save your energy.
You know, if like you want to go see it, matinee, see it on the cheap. Otherwise, red box it, you know. Or if you're on an airplane, stuck on a plane, that's always good.
I doubt they're going to play that shit on an airplane.
You'd be surprised with
they'll play lots of weird shit on the airplane.
Malaysian Airlines is probably the only thing that's going to fucking play that movie.
I don't know. Will they even be around in time to...
Dude, that
who knows?
The stock is dropping.
Who's buying that shit
now? Anymore? Right? Well, you're of course, there's always.
Are they gonna? Honestly, I would cancel every single flight.
No shit.
Of course, there's one guy who says he was booked on the first one, the one that disappeared. He was booked on that one, and then he missed that flight for whatever reason, and then he was booked on this one. And then he didn't get on that
one. Oh, what a coincidence.
Maybe he should... Yeah, maybe he shouldn't fly Malaysian Air.
Maybe he shouldn't fly. Maybe the first plane that disappeared, went into a wormhole, pulled a Donnie Darko, appeared all these months later above Ukraine, boom, exploded.
Ooh.
Same plane.
It's the loop.
And then it just keeps happening over and over and over. We just don't know because we're stuck in the loop. You can't see it from within.
I just find it kind of bullshit. And I know this is about movies and stuff like that.
It's about whatever we
but
want,
let me
man.
Throw my little political conspiracy theory there.
Do it.
A day before, the president goes up there and starts talking shit about Russia and the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And how sanctions are going to be hard. And then the next day... A plane explodes,
boom.
And we're blaming the Russian for the rocket.
Yeah, no shit, right?
You know what I mean? It's just kind of...
A conspiracy did pop in my mind when I heard. Do you hear about how...
It's the yellow cake shit from Iraq. When they send Colin Powell to Congress, it's like, look, they're talking
he's got
about...
Or he's got the vials. Like, this much anthrax will kill everyone in this room or whatever, right? No, but this one, the thing I thought of, did you hear about how on the plane there was 108 of the world's, like 100... The top 100... AIDS experts in the world are
on the way to a conference.
They're all on the way to a conference. They're on the same plane. Yeah, like the leading in research of AIDS.
First of all, that shit's not real. But AIDS ain't real. But if you want to throw that out there, all right, fine.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, put them all on a plane. There's no money in the cure, man. It's all in the treatment.
So we don't
need these guys that are this close to a cure. Get rid of them.
And anybody killed those AIDS people is Bono, because Bono's selling those red fucking.
There you go. Money in the treatment. Not in the cure.
Absolutely. Number one this week.
Oh, yeah, The Purge. So I'd say, what, true? But would you tell people what... Would they
see it.
Have seen the theater,
see,
DVD,
just see it.
Just see it.
Whatever. However you plan on seeing
it. It was cool. It was fun.
See it.
Walk, run, swim.
Yeah, I wouldn't run. I wouldn't swim or either. I'd give maybe a Sunday stroll.
Sunday stroll. Skip.
Leisurely stroll. All right, let's get to number one.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, motherfucker.
$36 million. Total gross of $138 million. Budget of $170 million.
That movie is the shit.
That's agreed.
Run to that movie.
We talked about it last week. We even did a little spoiler episode about it. So Pedro, why don't you go ahead and give us your review?
Loved
of the
it.
Movie.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's a great movie. Yeah. Honestly, it's so good, beginning to end. There was no, like, the first one. I loved a lot. I really did.
The James Franco one.
And a lot of people, it's like, oh, it was kind of slow and stuff like that. But I understand they have to set up the story.
Yeah.
This one, it's so good. It's, I mean, yeah. Dude, there's nothing there that I can complain.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be some assholes complaining. There's no way a monkey can hold those machine guns. It's like their arms are fucking, they have the strength.
They do have the strength of like 10 men, something like that. Oh. When they're riding horseback and shooting
dude,
two machine
guns.
Dude,
the strength of your legs and their hands.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
The only thing is, like, I would have liked to see a monkey snap some people's necks or bite
been cool.
people's faces or thumbs like chimps.
More monkey on human violence.
Yeah, well,
because like we really didn't get any.
When they storm in, they don't show anything. But
that's true.
Fine.
They really don't.
That's fine. The whole movie was great.
They make it a PG-13 movie. You're talking about munching on faces. We're getting to like our
munching on faces,
there,
ripping
right?
off arms, and like defacing genitalia.
They love
monkeys. Love doing that shit.
They go for the thumbs, the eyes, and the genitalia.
Yeah. It's so they can't. So you can't fight back or rape them.
Because
they're creepy like that.
But
monkeys.
They're good and.
That Toba.
Baby. Do we know who that baby is?
The baby?
Do we know who that baby is?
Who is that baby?
I was telling my wife, that's Cornelius.
Oh, is it?
Could be.
That could be a little Cornelius. Raising a little Cornelius.
Because he didn't give him a name.
Not yet.
That's right.
So I'm like, that's Cornelius. Koba is a motherfucker.
Koba's crazy. That whole relationship
Koba
between Caesar and Koba. Actually,
that guy got to get nominated. Somebody got one of those fucking monkey actors got to get nominated for something.
They're pushing Andy Serkis, but the guy who did Koba was really good too.
Yeah,
I looked up online. His name's Toby. Toby Gebbel.
Yeah,
British guy. Drew Rock and Roller. Remember Rock and Roller?
Yes,
he's the guy. He's the Rock and Roller.
Oh, that off. Guy.
Yeah,
sweet.
Fuck off.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Fuck off.
He's really good.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, I got to see. I want to see some of that behind the scenes stuff where they're in there. And their spandex suits with the dots on their faces.
I always find that so odd. Like, it feels so weird.
It's got to be. That's why, even then, like, there are scenes where it's like Jason Clarke and Kerry Russell, and they're talking like Caesar. And you know when Caesar's like, he's hurt, and they're being over him, like, are you okay?
Try doing this podcast and just do monkey movies and stuff like that.
Well, imagine doing that, and both of us sitting here with, like, these suits on and the dots on our face. Because I'm imagining Kerry Russell trying to, like, act with Andy Serkis in this truck. Because that's the thing with this movie. It's the first time they were able to do motion capture on the set. You know, another movie, like even with The Last Planet of the Apes, they would have someone on set pretending to be the monkey stuff or whatever, but then they would have to redo everything in a motion capture studio, you know, with like the walls or all cameras and something crazy like that. This one, the people are in their suits on the set and the cameras are there on set capturing everything, so they don't have to like do all the extra acting and stuff. It's everything that's happening here on the scene. So Kerry Russell is like, she has to do all this emoting and like caring
with
for Caesar
with silly Andy Serkis face,
and Andy Serkis is there like making monkey faces, and he's got these white dots on him and a camera sticking out over his face like that. That is some damn good acting, you know.
Go home.
So fucking good, dude.
That's crazy. I like how they take their time to speak. Like in the first 20 minutes of the movie, no one they just grunt. That's the most they say before Caesar starts talking. And then there's several monkeys or apes, whatever, throughout the movie. Like certain characters, you have to wait before they
like
say their first
orangutan.
Thing.
Okay, now here's
the Maurice.
Yeah, he's just chilling the whole time.
He's
then all of a sudden,
he's
just like, run.
Yeah, he picked up. He's the only motherfucker that doesn't have like that injection. He wasn't born with the.
Yeah, well, but he's learning from them though. He's learning from Caesar. That's why
you can't learn how to talk. Well, here's me.
You learned how to talk.
Movie about monkeys.
Yeah, about
the Planet of the Apes. Just real chill.
Yeah.
Run. Same thing happened with Blue Eyes. It took him forever to say something.
Yeah,
but Blue Eyes was
a descendant of Caesar. Yeah,
with whatever thing is. Koba,
they fucked the Alzheimer's stuff.
Yeah, with the Alzheimer's thing.
Koba, man, Koba had to go through some shit.
Gary Oldman was great.
I thought Gary Oldman was awesome.
When I saw the trailer, I thought Gary Oldman was going to be more ass, like an asshole, but he wasn't at all.
He's a sympathetic. When did Gary Oldman start playing nothing but like sympathetic characters that are like really nice? Usually he would go like big crazy characters, Fifth Element, you know, professional stuff like that. Now all the Batman movies, he's always like a very nice, reasonable guy who just wants to protect people. I get it.
You can tell when somebody's doing a great job acting. When they elicit an emotion for you, like, I hate this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like this guy. And Kirk Acevedo doesn't get credit enough for being... See, exactly. I said the name.
Which guy's that guy? Is that the asshole?
The asshole.
That guy was good. Yeah.
That guy's...
He's an asshole.
He was in Walking Dead.
He even said, I'm the asshole.
He was in Oz.
Is that why you recognize him? Because he's on those shows?
I've known him from Oz. I remember him from Oz.
Okay.
And then I saw him in Walking Dead last season. And then when I saw him there, it's like, oh... That dude's a good actor.
He was good, yeah.
And he reminds me a lot of my buddy Carlos Navarro, Blackbeard. Which I tell him, you're going to lose every role you go for.
That oh, that's very supportive.
It's realistic, dude. That guy's fucking good. Carlos is good, but fucking Kirk Acevedo is fucking Carlos Navarro A.
Kirk Acevedo. You know what
I mean? Kirk Acevedo.
Acevedo. That's a good last name. Had a step-grandfather with that last name.
Acevedo.
Almost sounds like avocado.
Kirk Ace.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, he was good. He was good. All the acting was good. It's well written.
The guy.
Yeah, you did hate him. And Koba, too. It's like, after a while, like, fuck this guy, man.
That monkey's just so fucking scary.
He's a badass dude. He was a badass warrior at one point when he gets on the horse and all the other monkeys look at him like, look at this dude. They were like in awe of this guy.
They putting war paint. I want to see the war paint procedure on. These motherfuckers are doing no brave hard stuff.
Yeah. They were walking around with like
skull faces.
Yeah, skeletons on their chest and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, where did they learn that from? Crazy.
Hunting deer. And it's great.
Yeah.
We'll see that movie.
Great movie. Good stuff. Planet of the Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I keep getting Dawn and Rise mixed up. All right, let's see here. What we got? We got new movies coming out on DVD this week. Dom Hemingway, which Drew and I, we saw that at the Florida Film Festival.
You saw it. I missed it.
Drew missed it. I saw it at the Florida Film Festival. It's a movie with Jude Law where he plays a guy who just gets out of prison, English prison, and his name is Dom Hemingway, and he's a crazy dude. It's a pretty good movie. Definitely recommend checking that one out. Also, Heaven is for Real, which I mentioned because it made a shit ton of money at the box office. Very cheap movie. Christian exploitation.
Hooray.
Greg Kinnear. Check it out. So what's coming out in theaters, Drew?
Hercules coming out.
Hercules. I'm going to see that
with
shit.
With The Rat.
I love The Rock.
Yep.
Dwayne Johnson's awesome. The director is
The Rat. That's starting to look good, but what's
the Rock
is
and The Rat.
Is going to be another Wrath of the Titans kind of deal?
Oh, I hope not. It could be. It could very easily.
You never know.
It could be complete shit. I wouldn't be surprised if the movie is just horrible.
Walking around with the lion skull.
I love how in the trailer they show the giant lion coming after him, and the next shot is him looking up, and he's wearing the lion.
He's like, I won.
That's pretty badass.
But then it shrunk because that lion, that giant.
Well, you gotta dry it out. You know, it's like when you get a shrunken head.
You have to cure it.
You gotta cure it. You gotta cure the leather. Yeah. You don't just skin it and put the skin on you. What all the gristle and the blood still on?
Hey, fucking Ben Stiller did it in Tropic Thunder. He did that.
Yeah, he did.
I killed one.
That's true. You got me on that one.
Also coming out this weekend, Lucy.
Oh, yeah, the Scarlett Johansson.
Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
Luc
Besson.
Speaking of Fifth Element.
Yeah.
And the profession.
Yeah.
You know what?
It looks crazy.
It's a good trailer, although it looks like the trailer goes away a little too much, too. You know, Scarlett Johansson. She looks pretty good.
Yep.
Looking pretty.
Twister 2 comes out.
Not this weekend.
That looks so stupid.
It's Twister 2.
Yeah.
A Fluffy movie comes out.
There you go.
For all of you.
What, Iglesias? Gabriel Iglesias?
Yep. The really fat guy.
Really fat.
And A Most Wanted Man.
The Philip Seymour Hoffman is last.
Yes.
I saw they played the trailer on...
Before Planet of the Apes.
Before Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's like a spy novel type thing. Yeah. He's got some crazy accent. What's he doing? South African?
German.
Is he German?
He's German.
Okay. I'm not very good with the accents myself, I got to say.
Are you not good with the accents?
I guess not picking them up by ear. You know, English, Australian, can't tell the difference. Irish, Scottish, I don't know. Right?
Gotta pull some clips, and we should play the game. Let's see if Chris can figure out what accent.
Name the accent. Nice. That sounds like a fun game. We'll do that on our languages podcast. We're doing a new podcast that's just about languages, world languages.
Really?
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. Drew's gonna host it, right?
No.
Come on, Drew. It's gonna be good. After
languages,
I'm never. I'm. He has. So, he has all these ideas for today's, all these stupid podcasts, and I'm not a part of any of them.
I'm trying to get him to host at least half of them. One of them is called Mealtime. We're going to do Mealtime with Kress, hosted by Drew.
So ridiculous.
And it's when I eat some food and Drew hosts the show.
Okay.
And then we talk. And Drew can eat too.
You eat.
Yeah.
It's better if he doesn't eat. And you just eat throughout the whole thing. People just hear you eat for like, it's a 15-minute podcast.
Yeah, because once I'm done, the show's over.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he's done.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no. He's ordering dessert. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. All right, let's take a quick break here. Crespo Disco Break. I got a couple songs from the Batman soundtrack.
Which Batman?
Batman, 1989.
Oh, the Prince.
Yes, the Prince. Here we go. I'm going to kick it off with a little bit of a...
He's going to sue you.
Hey,
that's what we're hoping for.
I'm trying. I've been trying to get sued forever. Prince sues podcast. You know how many downloads we'd get? And then I'll eventually just got to take it out. I'll put the cease and desist letter up on chriscrespo.com.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
It'll be great.
We'll have Prince's signature.
His lawyer's signature. All right, here we go. A couple songs on the soundtrack. Let's start out with Bat Dance, and then we're going to Party Man. Both of one word. All right. And we'll be right back with the second half of episode 80 with Pedro Lima.
Oh, I got a live one here.
She is great, isn't she?
Oh yeah.
dance with the devil in the pale of light. I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it. In the computer.
Oh, hey, Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Love that sweet, sweet applause action. Welcome to the second half of episode 80 of Cinema Crespediso. Still me, Chris Crespo, here with Drew Sacogra and Drew.
What up?
And Pedro Lima.
Yes.
All right. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. It's a chill Sunday right before dinner.
Yes, sir.
What do you got going on for dinner? Something delicious? You know,
we are, you know, we are, you know what this today is the last day that we can eat like savages. For at least for the next 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing chicken wings.
Yes.
And a traditional Spanish fried plantains.
Yes. Okay.
Tostones. You ever fuck around with some tostones?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, dude. All day, every day.
Do you do the matchup?
I take this guy to Guavate over there, over by Waterford Lakes. Do you ever go there?
No.
This place is fucking delicious.
There's this Puerto Rican eatery, Puerto Rican specific, called Guavate. It's off of Alafaya over here by Waterford.
Okay.
Dude, the mofongo. I got him hooked on the mofongo with the broth.
I mofongo at home.
Do you really?
So
oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'll be bringing over some mofongo next time. That's
dude, that's
sure.
A bitch to me.
It is. Yeah, that's why I go out to get it. I don't make it. I get the pistone.
The pilong?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, what a pain.
And you got to get like the wooden one. You can't fuck around with anything else.
Yeah, it's got to be the wooden
one. It's a whole process for it.
The mashing and the...
Yeah. Some pork rinds.
Pork cracklings.
Oh, man. They're good over there. They got chicharrones I'll get over there. The acopilla is pretty good.
Me and my wife were talking about there's no little cuchifrito places. And what cuchifrito is, it's like a fast food Spanish place.
Okay.
Like when you go to Bravo's and you can just pick up food.
At the hot counter. Yeah.
That's... Like, that's what we're missing here.
The closest thing, I guess, would be Pollo Tropical, which is...
But that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not the same. Yeah.
It's not the same. We need, like, a little cuchifrito place.
We should open one up. We'll put it right next to sandwiches.
And the empanada king.
Here's another issue that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a decaying... We're losing a lot of grandmothers.
And the recipes are going with them.
The recipes are going with the grandmothers. So now we're averaging, the Spanish household is averaging grandmothers in their 40s. with no cooking experience
whatsoever.
I do have my grandmother's sofrito recipe.
Okay, yeah.
That thing's ready to be disseminated. And it is some good sofrito.
But you gotta work on it and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. I got my mom's oroco and gandula recipe. Yeah. I gotta get her, still gotta get that new recipe from them. That's the one, that pork shoulder. Plugs. Let's get them plugs out of the way. Pedro.
I'm gonna start. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, let's let the people know. In case they don't know who the great Pedro Lima is.
God damn it, man. This is so hard. I'm so bad at plugging.
You are bad at self-promotion.
I know I have a show in Winter Springs coming up.
Okay. We're narrowing it down. It's in the future and
I'll find it by the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
I'm back doing my podcast, Let's Do 30s, 30-minute conversations with my friends.
Nice.
So you can catch that on RicanGorilla.com.
All right, there you
and
go.
And the link to iTunes is there. Go to RicanGorilla.com.
And what's it called? Let's do 30s.
Let's do 30. Just
let's do 30. 30. I'm gonna start looking that up. I'm gonna download that.
I had my wife on one episode, and a lot of people dig it because my wife is brutal.
She told you the truth.
Oh, she don't fuck around, dude. She's great.
Let's do.
I know I have a show somewhere, people.
30.
So. One of these days, you're getting paid to do some comedy.
I know, man. By the end of the show, I'll have the info.
Let's do 30. RicanGorilla.com. Subscribe. Entertainment. Done.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Drewster Cogburn, where can people find you online?
At Antihero419 on Instagram and Twitter.
That's 419, not spelled out. The 419. Got a minute, Drew?
Yes,
wah,
yes, I do.
Wah, wah.
I have plenty of minutes.
Hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Follow the show on Twitter at CrespoDiso. And again, chriscrespo.com. You go there for old episodes of Cinema Crespo, so past episodes, bonus episodes, all sorts of stuff like that. Reviews of movies like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and soon the Purge Anarchy review that I'll be putting up there. Netflix picks of the week, all sorts of things. What was this week's pick again? Knights of the Living Dead.
Zombies.
Yes, original zombies.
No, I'm pretty sure Knights of the Living Dead is something completely different.
Knights of the Living Dead, yeah.
I'm thinking like swords and horses.
Zombie Crusades.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty cool. Let's write. All right, we're going to cut that part out of the show, and we'll start writing the Zombie Crusades script.
Knights of the
That would go. Dead. I bet you that gets made.
Someone's going to make it.
So. I guarantee it's that
in,
gets made.
It's in the ether now.
It's it out is. There. It, yeah.
It's in. The, yeah. It is in the ether.
Once, you put it out there, there's no.
Somebody's going to listen to it and be like, "That's fucking brilliant." Medieval fucking.
Hell yeah! Medieval
fighters.
Zombie fighters.
Fucking start writing it right now.
They're jousting. In-
I saw on Twitter. I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna start pulling Billy D tweets every now and then. Billy D, New York City show correspondent. He's on Twitter at I Love Blood.
And we all know he does.
But he's a nice guy. Don't let that fool you. He's a good dude. And I saw him put this tweet out earlier this week. I just want to read it because it makes sense. I like it. I'm gonna start arguing for this.
Tweets from Billy.
With how I binge watch things on Netflix, the Lord of the Rings movies just don't seem very long anymore.
No shit, right?
Right. I mean, even if you do the extended editions, movies are three and a half hours. The last
that's
one's
only
like
4 hours.
It's like 9 episodes.
Yeah, that's nothing.
People are watching entire seasons of TV shows now. You know, binge watching is a thing.
Yeah.
So you know, should people be complaining about long movies anymore if they're only two and a half, three hours long?
Still, man, two and three. Even for me, three hours in the theater is a lot different than 3 hours on my couch.
Yeah, but it's like watching three episodes. You find yourself watching three episodes of a show all the time.
Yeah, but
how often do you watch three episodes of Law and Order in a row?
Yeah, but how often can I get up and go outside and smoke a cigarette and use the bathroom a couple times?
You can do that in a movie.
Maybe go for a loop.
We did, I think it was last Saturday, we watched Godfather.
Oh, did you?
One.
Two and three?
And three. One, two, and three.
While you were watching
the
three.
Whole fucking day.
When you were watching three, you were like,
I tapped out at three.
Did you?
I tapped out.
Because one and two were so epic and so good. And the emotional roller coaster of those movies.
20 minutes into three, it's like, I don't care.
Anymore. It's over.
I don't care.
Are we done with Sofia Coppola yet? Yeah.
Oh, she was so shoehorned in.
Yeah, it was bad. That's a damn shame. But still. Even a two Godfather movies, that's got to be 5.5 hours, almost 6 hours. Just those two movies as long as
those two is good. No, yeah. I mean, Godfather 2 had an intermission.
Yeah, it did. That's when movies had intermissions.
Because even if you watch the movie now, there's a part that goes intermission.
Yeah, they put in that part. Man, movies should have intermissions again. Drew can go to the bathroom and smoke a cigarette and do all the things.
I remember in Puerto Rico, any movie over 3 hours would have an intermission.
If you watch 2001 A Space Odyssey on DVD, it still has the intermission part in there.
Does it?
Yeah. My favorite intermission is one in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes.
While they're crossing the bridge. It's like this big perilous scene of them crossing a bridge from a distance, and all of a sudden just this intermission, and it's like crazy music, and it's like circus music for about 4 seconds.
And they're done.
And then it comes right back to them crossing a bridge again. So it's like the shortest intermission ever. It's great.
It's Monty Python, bro.
I love those guys. All right, let's see here.
I'm still trying to find out where I'm performing this week. I'm so bad at this shit.
I'm sure you'll figure it out eventually.
At least by the time showtime is, hopefully.
Yeah, by the time. Dude, it has happened. It has happened that I'm home and my wife will be like, "Don't you have a gig tonight?"
Oh, no.
I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Holy shit, I gotta go.
That's not good, Pedro. Yeah.
It's not. I gotta be somewhat responsible with this shit, dude.
So The Purge is the number two movie of the weekend. How much did it make? Almost $30 million? Somewhere around there, right? 20 something. They're getting sued.
By
a guy. Actually, he's suing. I think it's the same studio, but he's suing over the first movie.
Sweet.
Douglas Jordan Beenle alleges he submitted his screenplay Settlers Day to United Talent Agency, which represents the credited writer of The Purge. So he wrote a screenplay called Settlers Day, gave it to the talent agency. The screenplay made its rounds. Then all of a sudden, this Purge movie comes out. And he says, quote, "The plot in both works is also virtually identical. A family must withstand a siege of its fortified home on the one night of the year that killing is legal."
Isn't that Your Next?
Your Next is kind of the same thing. Well, that's just a home invasion movie. Which is then how many of those have been made? They've made fucking dozens and dozens of them. Yeah, they are all the same. How much can you do with a home invasion movie? There's not much you can do. just the accoutrement, the stuff
Seth
that he put
McFarlane
around it.
Is getting sued for Ted too, saying that it's plagiarized?
I heard something about that, that he was being sued for something, plagiarizing something. But that, you know what? That happens all the time. Cameron, he got sued for Avatar.
Yep.
Someone wrote a book, like in the 70s, about a planet of blue cat people. And it's like, man, this is my book, man. You guys stole it.
That, but he did. There was aspects of Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Smurfs.
Dances with Smurfs, yeah, yeah. Cameron, though, also was sued for The Terminator.
Was he?
Yeah. Said someone stole that idea. Yeah. And then that one, I think, settled out of court or some shit like that. So
here, we'll just take some money.
Terminator made enough money.
That's what people want. They just want the money.
A little bit of cash.
That's why...
I'm surprised Snuggle didn't sue the shit out of fucking Ted.
Yeah, or Teddy Ruxpin. Actually, they name-checked Teddy Ruxpin in Ted.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's like, I wish I got a Teddy Ruxpin. And Ted was like, take that back.
Yeah.
Poor Ruxpin. I had a Teddy Ruxpin. Did you have a Teddy Ruxpin?
No, I always wanted one.
They're
because
cool.
I wanted to put my Def Leppard cassette.
Well, you see, I did that at the end.
Did you?
Because I had one when I was a kid. And then I found it in my closet when I was in like middle school or high school. And I started playing my tapes out of it. It was hilarious.
Was it?
Yeah,
did,
yeah, it was
the
awesome.
Whole thing?
He just sits there. Nah, 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 nah.
Pour some sugar on me.
It's about just up and down, up and yep. down. That was the cue for Juicy Cogburn versus the World. Wow. Do you guys remember last time you played? Who won? Who
it
lost?
Drew won the last one.
Drew won the
I
last
remember.
One. Did it update
the
that?
Series is 1-1.
The series is 1-1. This is the rubber match. All right. So it says 7-1. Was it last week? It was 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Which week was it? Was it last week?
Probably 8-2 in one day.
Okay, no, what happened was we did... Etchy was over. Uh-huh. Etchy was on the show. And we did a Drew Cogburn versus the World, right? But then after we did it and Drew won, I realized that it wasn't recording. So we had to do it all over again. And we had to do another game. We had up a game on the spot and Drew lost it.
So you count the...
I counted... What I did last week, I said I was going to count both of them. I'm changing it. This is my show.
Yeah.
I can do what I want. I'm changing
it's
it.
Crespo Diso.
It's Crespo Diso. It's Crespo Diso, exactly. Yeah. So apologies to Etchy, because he won the second game. That shouldn't count.
That win ain't shit, Etchy.
I'm sorry, Etchy.
Scratching them all.
And it's not to take away the win from him, but it's to take away the undeserved loss from
Drew. Get ready
Drew.
For Etchy texting you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, my phone's on silent when I'm sleeping. So, Drew, we're gonna count the win from last week, even though people didn't hear it.
Okay.
So you're still at 8-1. I felt bad about
damn
that.
Damn straight.
You're
I got
doing
a good
well.
Fucking record.
He's 8-1. He's doing well. He's kicking ass this year. So, the game we're doing this week is called Scene Partners. We've done this before.
Yes. Scene. Okay. What's this? Give it to me.
I'm gonna give you two actors.
Uh huh.
You tell me what movie they were in together.
Ooh. Okay. All I'm right. good at this.
So, Drew, since you won last week, technically, you got to go first. Do you want Group A or Group B?
I'll go with Group A.
Group A. Here we go. I'll give you the actors. Okay. Number one, Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Batman.
That is correct. Number two, Harrison Ford and Sean Connery.
Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, that's incorrect.
No.
Oh, Last Crusade.
Last Crusade, son of a bitch.
Number three, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers.
Predator.
Yeah, that's correct. Number four, Danny DeVito, Billy Crystal.
Danny DeVito. I have no idea.
No idea. Yeah. Outrageous Fortune?
Throw Mama from the Tree.
Throw Mama.
And number five, Brad Pitt, Ed Norton.
Fight Club.
That's correct. You got 3 out of 5, Pedro.
Okay, that was easy.
Yeah, well,
that was pretty easy, except the ones I fucked up.
You think they're easy. Well, I thought they're easy.
It's when you're in the chamber. So he got three.
You got to get four.
You got to get four.
Here we go. Number one, Tom Hanks, Vin Diesel.
Tom Hanks and Vin Diesel?
What?
That's Saving Private Ryan.
That is correct, yes.
Oh, man.
Number two, Al Pacino, Cameron Diaz.
Al Pacino and Cameron Diaz is Any Given Sunday.
That is correct. Number three, Chris Farley, Chris Rock.
Chris Farley and Chris Rock. Wait, these are principal actors, right? This is not just.
They're just
like
in the, they're in the movie. Oh, no, not cameos.
Oh,
no, these are not cameos.
Okay.
No, none of these are cameos.
Oh, I'm fucking Airheads? No.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
God damn it. Oh, that's right. That's stupid movie.
Yeah, I know, right?
Very stupid movie, yeah. Number four, Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer.
Fucking Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer. Holy shit. Damn, these are getting hard.
It was like, they were either young and I didn't see it, or they were old and I didn't see it.
Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer were in... Val Kilmer. See, I'm thinking Vin Diesel. When you say Val Kilmer...
You got the Val and the Vin.
Yes, fucking God. Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer were in one of my favorite movies of all time, Tombstone.
That's correct. Here we go. You get this last one right, you win. Number five, Dennis Hopper, Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one.
You got to say it. Yeah. Well, it's like Ed Norton, Brad Pitt. You know, some easy, some are hard.
Speed.
Yeah. All right. Pedro wins. Good job, good Pedro. Job. Nicely done. Well, that puts you at 8-2.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Still not a bad record.
That was fun. Dude. That was good.
That was impressive. You guys did a pretty good job, both of you. Good job, guys. Speaking of making money, we're talking about making movies to make money. That's the only reason anyone would want to make a prequel to The Shining.
What?
Yep. It's happening. It's a movie called The Overlook Hotel. That's about the hotel.
Let's see what happened with the twins.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's the only part that people care about.
Pretty much. Now, it is being written by the second Walking Dead showrunner, Glenn Mazzara, the guy who was running the show after Frank Darabont, but before the guy who's doing it now, whoever that is.
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I just don't see, there's no, like that.
You would think so.
Like, who's going to watch it, though? You got to think about it.
The same people who went and saw that Thing prequel.
The Thing prequel. You know, I saw the Thing prequel.
But you watch it because you have to watch it because you do this shit.
That in part. But also, no, even if I didn't do this shit, The Thing is one of my favorite movies. So I would have gone and seen the Thing prequel, even just to see how they fucked it up, you know? I would have gone. So this might be a situation where I might see it just to see how would they fuck it up. Although, what they have going for it, right now, attached to make the movie is this guy, Mark Romanek, who's a great music video director. He did 1 Hour Photo with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And for a while, he was doing The Wolfman, and then he dropped out of that thing just before it started shooting, and the whole thing fell apart.
Is that the one with Benicio del Toro?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what? That was awful.
Yeah, it didn't turn out very well. But he's still a good director, though. He's an interesting director. He hasn't made very many movies. He also made this other movie called Never Let Me Go, which is of a quiet sci-fi movie, but weird sci-fi. It's interesting. Overlook Hotel, I don't know. It's a horror movie, you know? I mean, it's things that go bump in the night. It's things to be really quiet. It's like the trailers we saw today. It's going to be really quiet. Then something's going to go, bah! You know, super loud. Something to jump out of the screen.
Yeah.
The
kid jump. Die.
And then someone's going to die. Yes, thank you, Drew. Someone dies.
Yeah.
It's over. What are you going to do? You know why? Because built-in audience.
That's why.
Name recognition.
But that audience is 60.
Yeah.
That honestly is 60 years old.
Are kids watching The Shining?
And they're not going to watch The Shining. You know, the only reason that my daughter knows about The Shining is because South Park did a episode where Stan's father buys a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They spoofed The Shining.
And they spoofed it.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. Well, see, thanks, South Park, guys, because then your daughter found out what The Shining was that she watched.
Yeah, but she's not going to watch the fucking movie. I can't get that little bit to watch Princess Bride, and that's one of the best movies
greatest ever.
Time.
So good. Everyone, all races, ages, socioeconomic background can get behind a Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Should be able to, anyway.
That's a good movie. I would like a prequel of that.
Well, the Dread Pirate Roberts prequel?
About the three guys.
Fezzik and the little guy. Inconceivable.
Yeah.
That guy. Inigo Montoya. Yeah. That would be fun, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The little adventures out there.
Their little adventures. You know, Angelina Jolie talking about retiring from acting. She might do Cleopatra and then be done with it.
Why are people still fucking with that movie?
I don't know, but she's been wanting to make it for a few years.
And here's another thing. That Moses movie with the guy from Christian Warrior Bale. And Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Stop.
Stop. Exodus. Now, Gods and Kings.
Now every Bible movie is going to have like an epic fight scene.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
I was a little weirded out by Noah having a big fight scene. Like why does this have to have a Lord of the Rings style fight
built
scene?
Built the boat.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about the Bible. You want to make epic? Do the guy, the fucking Samson and David, not Samson, David and Goliath.
Actually, funny you say that. They're working on a King David
movie.
David. Not David and Goliath. It's actually the events after that when he grows up. He's an adult and he's the king of the Jews and he's leading the kingdom around and he's the king of war and shit like that. But they are making a King David movie. Yeah. They are finally. Whatever you think or believe, religious, non-religious, spiritual, whatever.
There's some good stories in
there's
that
book. There's some damn good stories in that
Put
book,
some
man.
Robots in there.
Seriously, bro.
Yes.
Robots and aliens.
Fuck yeah, there's zombies in there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He came back after 3 days. Yep. Yeah. But not normal. But
no.
You know what's not in the Bible? Cats.
Nope. Cats and no cats in the Bible?
Not a single cat is mentioned or referenced in the Bible.
Are there dogs?
Yes.
Monkeys?
They're spawns of Satan.
Are there monkeys in the Bible?
Hounds.
There must be spawns of Satan.
Oh, the cats? Yeah, the cats are spawns of Satan, so that's why they're stricken from the Bible.
Whoever wrote that probably had a badass cat allergy. Like he hated cats. He's like, fuck you, I'm not writing you into shit.
Fuck cats.
Cats don't exist.
Well, after Jolie does Cleopatra, she's probably going to be done with acting, but she's getting into directing. She directed this movie called Unbroken, coming out this Christmas. That's getting some pretty good early reviews.
Give me the premise on that one.
That one is about, it's based on a true story, and it's some dude who was like an Olympic runner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went to war, and then became POW. A prisoner of war. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the preview of the Monk on the Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, the Planet of the Apes. The Dawn of the Night of the Living of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
It does look like an intense movie. It looks pretty good. I don't know. I mean, but it's also a Christmas Day movie. Like, do I want to see a POW movie on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
I saw Les Miserables on Christmas Day.
Actually, I think did I see that on Christmas Day? I saw that.
That movie, I was so excited to see it because when they did the trailer, they had Anne Hathaway singing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I got to see it. I got to see it. I'm going to try and be a little bit more cultured. Let me see it.
Right.
It's a sad movie.
It's annoying.
Because it's all singing. It's a musical
singing.
As well.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a musical.
I love musicals.
Do That's you really?
The
thing. Do you?
I love musicals, dude. I will watch if a movie's a musical. Mm-hmm. I'll go the Annie. Against the Annie movie by being with Jamie Foxx.
It's a hard knock life.
But now I just saw like the extended trailer for it.
Yeah,
and it's like I'm in.
Which Jamie Foxx, instead of Money Bags, he's like Mr. Banks or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, they changed his name.
Phil Banks.
Hey. You know, if you go to Google and you put in your Google Maps,
Uncle Phil.
If you do Google Maps, starting destination, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. If you go to starting destination, West Philadelphia, and then your ending destination, Bel Air, it'll tell you like you gotta get on an airplane, then it'll take a taxi. It tells you from the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They got a sense of humor over there at Google.
They're great.
But so Jolie, she's directing, and now they announced that she's directing a movie called By the Sea. What's notable about this one is that it will be starring her man, Brad Pitt.
Hmm.
So they're going to do a nice little husband, wife.
Actor, director.
Well, that's the end of that.
Yo, team up of that relationship.
It's cool. I'm banging the director. It's cool.
They did meet in a work environment.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe working together.
Which
might be
I got
okay.
into an argument with my buddy because my buddy says, oh, Jennifer Aniston is hot. It's like, yeah, she can be hot, but think about it. She's been single all this long.
There's something there.
There's something. Same thing with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
There's something
going on why guys keep jumping ship.
Yeah.
And it always seems like the guys are leaving.
Bucket full of crazy.
I'm thinking dead leg.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Talk all this
lame
shit
fish.
About Gwyneth Paltrow, but that's a freaky bitch.
You think so?
That's a freaky bitch.
Really?
Dude. Oh, she has to be. She's like a little snobby. She speaks Spanish. Have you ever seen clips of her speaking Spanish?
No, I did not.
So sexy.
That is, I like, have you seen Mila Kunis speaking Russian?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Especially, there's a footage out there of her at a press conference, a Russian press conference for a movie, and someone asked Justin Timberlake, I think, some crazy question, and she shoots this dude down in Russian. And like the fire in her eyes, it's like, oh, yes.
The insulting question is, like, why are you doing this?
Oh yeah, some bullshit question.
Why are you not doing music? And here's another thing: Justin Timberlake is a good fucking actor.
He is.
He's okay.
You gotta give him props.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
It's annoying how talented.
We've seen
the
worse.
Guy is.
We've seen worse.
Much worse. Yeah. We've seen much worse. Actually, speaking of that, got a question here on Twitter from @MattSully. Where'd it go? Because it's a good question, leads right into that. I had it queued up. Oh, you know what?
On the phone.
I have it queued up here. See, I thought ahead, but then I did the Let's Do 30. Ooh, I can't wait to listen to that. That's going to be... How many episodes did you do so far?
I have no idea. 8? 9?
Already? How come I didn't know about the show already?
It's because it's on pilot mode right now. I'm still... The kinks are still there.
It's the soft opening.
Oh. It's... But there's no... It's so weird.
Well, the secret's out now. Let's Do 30. People start downloading and checking it out. Okay, @MattSullery asked on Twitter, watching the 1999 classic Beowulf. Yeah. I haven't seen that one. You see that one?
Is that the one with Christopher Lambert?
Question, is Christopher Lambert the worst actor ever?
Yes! Yes, he is! And I love Highlander.
Highlander's
awesome.
And he got a pass on fucking Highlander.
Yeah?
Because he was coming from Scotland. So we didn't know what a Scottish accent was.
True.
But that motherfucker ruins... Like, if you know what a Scottish accent is now... You listen to his fucking...
Yeah, it's bad.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He sounds like a pirate.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
He is.
He's horrible. And as Raiden? Raiden?
Oh, the worst ever.
You couldn't get a Japanese guy to be fucking Raiden?
No way, man.
Christopher Lambert.
Oh, but Americans don't want to see Japanese people in their
movies.
They
want to see the Highlander.
The second part, if not, who is? I don't know. The worst... Would you say worst actor ever?
But here's the thing.
Yeah, here's Christopher Lambert. Yeah, let's think about it in context here.
He also did that Tarzan movie, which fit him perfect. It fit him good.
So then he can't be the worst ever.
Be the worst ever.
I mean, there's these movies that they put out, you know, like a Troll 2 type movie. Where it's a lot of non-actors, you know, and they're just stiff.
Are we going actor? Are we going like stand-up comics have tried?
Oh, give me one of those, please.
Fucking Carrot Top is horrible.
Chairman of the board. But is that the only thing he's done? That's the only thing he's done, right?
What were you giving
Shaq's pretty
else?
Terrible.
Shaq is terrible.
He's been in a lot of awful movies.
Shaq is not an actor at all. Yeah, and yet he's been in like 4 fucking... The lead in like 2 or 3 movies. Deal.
And Shazam.
Shazam and Steel. And then in Blue Chips, he was with Nick Nolte. He was like, I dunked the ball.
I dunked. But he played a basketball guy.
So that one gets
And you don't seem believable, 7-foot black guy.
We were talking, going that route, we were talking on the break about the Rocky movies, right? I was watching Rocky V, Tommy the Gun Morrison. Not a bad actor.
Not bad.
Not bad in that movie. Like, this guy's pretty good.
When he got angry, it was like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm like, I believe this guy. I'm believing him. Stallone's son, Stage Stallone. Oh, boy. Mm. Oh. All right, so.
Stage Stallone, yeah.
Stage,
well, it's the same thing of that fucking Coppola chick.
Yeah, Sophia, yeah. Not an actress at all, right? Stage Stallone proves 2 things. A, especially when he's side by side with his father, Sylvester Stallone can act. Because here's an example of a Stallone that can't act. Sylvester, he can do it, all right? Second example, or second thing it shows, talent, not passed down.
No.
Through genes.
No, not at all.
No. Because whatever Stallone's got,
kid does not.
Sage doesn't have
it. Well, it's the same thing with Will Smith and Jaden.
Yeah, well, Jaden's working on it though. He's young enough where he's learning the craft.
He
doesn't have it though.
No, he doesn't have it. Not like Will
has
it.
They are giving it to him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Lucky guy.
And
hey, you know what? Not everyone's gonna get all the luck. We all can't have the world handed to us on a silver platter.
Kate Hudson can act.
She can.
Yeah.
You know who can act? Kate Hudson's younger brother. Wyatt Russell, he was in 22 Jump Street.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Dave Franco.
I think I like him more than James.
I like them both. I have no problem.
Have you ever seen the movie The Room, or have you heard about The Room?
Yes.
The crazy movie that's
You're
out in L.A.?
You're telling me apart, yes. Lisa.
Yes. So they're making a movie about the making of that.
Yep.
James Franco's going to play Tommy Wiseau, and then Dave Franco's in it, too. He plays like one of the actors or something in the movie. That's going to be a wild movie.
One of the blonde guy.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Uh-huh.
I think he wrote a book.
Yes.
About it. And he was on Opie and Anthony.
And it's going to be based on that book.
And he talked about it.
That's a crazy...
We did that in a El Chupa podcast. We watched the movie.
Really?
And we talked
Oh, man.
Wow.
The movie has two sex scenes in the first 12 minutes.
It's insane!
And then they repeat shots from both. It's the same, like, butt-pumping shot. And then he's always shirtless, and he has that weird old man ripped body, so strange-looking.
And the dialogue is just so ridiculous. The mother's such a cunt. She just sits
down. She has, like, cancer at some point.
Yeah, she just announces it. So, I have cancer. Nice. It's just like, who says it?
And then it doesn't come up again for the rest of the movie. No, it doesn't matter.
I have cancer. And the footballs, oh my God, we can talk about this stupid movie.
That's
me
most
and Dan Perella. Dan, we, it's something that we miss from El Chupa Podcast a lot.
You know, they do screenings of The Room out in L.A.
Yeah. No, it's become this generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. They'll throw footballs out in the parking lot before the movie.
And you got to throw it badly.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be. And they only throw it once or twice. Like, all right, we're done. It's the worst. When he goes and buys the groceries.
In tuxedos.
Yeah.
In tuxedos. Who the fuck is throwing a football in tuxedo running around the park?
So there, the acting in that movie is just like across the board. The fucking, like, those guys make Christopher Lambert look like goddamn Orson Welles.
Yeah, no, those guys are bad.
I mean, but then again, you hold them to the same standard as the people in the higher budgeted films.
Well, here's the thing. I'll hold them to the standard of, I also saw this movie called Thanksgiving.
Oh, I've heard of Thanksgiving. Oh. Yeah, that was on Netflix for a while.
Do yourself a favor. Watch that movie.
Okay.
Is it like a 45-minute movie, too? It's like really short.
It's fucking hilarious of how bad it is. And
it's about a killer turkey, right? That's a killer
turkey. I
got to
hit Ivan up and see if we still got those movie nights that we did.
Yeah.
Because we would do movie nights. We did The Room. We did Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And Thanksgiving was fucking great.
I think it might still be on the Netflix. It was definitely on there for a little while on the instant.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It'll be around when Thanksgiving comes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's a holiday movie.
All right, so I got a couple tweets here from @RageAgainstTwit. He always sends us some stuff. He did send this article about how Universal Studios, they're taking all their monsters. Because Universal Studios has been known for being the monster studio, uh-huh, right? Back in the day, they had Dracula, Creature of the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein.
The Mummy,
exactly. Every decade, they're always trying to bring these monsters back. You know, like we were just talking about the Wolfman earlier, Van Helsing. You know, that's all Universal.
Creature Mummy movies.
Yeah, the Mummy movies, precisely.
Creature Black Lagoon has to come back.
Right? That's
that
one.
That motherfuckers do.
I'm surprised they haven't tried doing that. I mean, that one movie in the 50s and
Fish
that's
Monster.
It, right?
Yeah. Dude, you can do that perfect in Florida. Especially with swamp people.
Yeah, there you go. That would actually be really cool. They got this dude, Alex Kurtzman, who is a co-writer of a bunch of, like, some of the biggest and dumbest summer blockbuster movies. You know, he co-wrote a bunch of like the first three Transformers. He co-wrote those. He co-wrote the first
people
two.
Wrote that?
The
first. Here's the thing: the first Transformer wasn't that bad.
Especially when the second, third, and fourth ones start coming out, and you look at it in retrospect. Oh, actually, it's like the Christopher Lambert versus the Room people. It's like in retrospect, okay. He also did co-wrote the Star Trek movies, which I'm not a fan of. The new ones, the J.J. Abrams one. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of those. He also co-wrote the Amazing Spider-Man movies, the new ones with Andrew Garfield. So track record spotty. The thing is, his movies, they all make a ton of money. So that's why he keeps getting work. And that's why Universal's now, you are our man to do all the monster stuff. So the first thing they're working on is a reboot of The Mummy.
Awesome.
So we're getting a new Mummy coming.
We're going to have Brendan Fraser in it again.
And they already have a release date, April 22nd, 2016.
Why?
Because that's,
you know,
that's what Universal has. That's
why. They don't want to build another ride. That's what it is.
True, too.
Keep the Mummy
something
going.
Something else gets popular. Yep. And the Mummy is a pretty awesome
It's a great ride.
It's a pretty awesome ride.
I love the fire in the sky.
You know, Drew likes the fire in the sky. So they're doing the Mummy. They also got, again, we talk about Frankenstein, Dracula. They got a Dracula movie coming out. That Dracula Untold.
It looks so awful.
Pedro, you gotta see this trailer, dude. Dracula Untold. Because that's not a word.
Is that the movie that's coming out?
It's coming out, yes, soon. I saw a trailer for it recently, and it's about...
He goes to war,
It's the Dracula origin story. And then he turns into a bunch of little bats.
Okay.
Giant bat monster.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about prequels. Here's the prequel I want to see.
Okay.
You remember Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes. Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
When Gary Oldman comes out with that badass armor.
Yeah. The beginning. The first 5 minutes of that movie.
That's the one. That's the prequel.
And he's impaling everyone.
USA Network.
I will do it with Gary Oldman.
Yeah, with Gary Oldman.
Oh, Gary Oldman can still do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And USA Network did a thing about Dracula.
Mm-hmm. The real Dracula.
Which Vlad
was
the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
Right.
And it was a good movie.
Which is what, and that's what this is going to be. Dracula Untold is Vlad the Impaler and how he became supernatural Dracula.
The thing was, is that the USA movie tried to make it like, this is the historical.
Like a History Channel
like a
version
history
of it.
Kind of thing. This one, they wanted to. Oh,
they
would have
mixed
graphics,
the two.
Little bats.
They would have mixed
bats.
The two.
Yeah, yeah. And like Drew said, giant bat monster like punching an army of people.
Yes.
It's going to be horrible. But, that was set up before now Universal's doing this whole monster universe thing. I think also they're looking at the Avengers, Marvel movies, how all those movies are interconnected. They want to start doing stuff like that, too.
Want to interconnect monster movies?
They're going to, yeah, some monsters are going to pop up. And it's not
Iron
like they
Man versus Frankenstein.
Not like they haven't done that before. Yeah. You know, Abbott and Costello meet, you know, the Mummy. Yeah. Or even most recently with Val Kilmer. Van Helsing. It's fighting werewolves and Dracula and like witches and shit, too.
Something like that. I never saw Van Helsing.
Hansel and Gretel.
Witch Hunters.
Yeah, that one looked horrible. I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No.
It's on the Netflix Instant, guys. We can watch it right now.
We could. We can also.
It's on Netflix?
We can also.
On the Instant.
We can also enter into a suicide pact as well. But yeah, I mean, I'm not recommending that.
Get the white sneakers.
And he had one more thing. What was the other thing that he had here? There's this movie called. What's it called? Horns? Horn.
Okay, I saw
Horns with Daniel Radcliffe.
I saw the poster for it.
Okay, what did the poster look like? Was it him?
It looked like the devil from Legend.
Oh, really? The red faced Tim Curry?
Yeah, and I'm like,
the darkness.
No, but it's only the silhouette, and I'm like, is that it? I have no idea what it is.
Okay, well, there's a trailer that he sent us that I checked out. I watched it with the sound off, so I'm not 100% sure what's going on. He wrote Daniel Radcliffe as a demon detective, so apparently some sort of detective. I didn't know that for just watching, but he's got these horns, and it's like Daniel Radcliffe's a dude, and he's hanging out with people in like the real world, but then he's also some sort of like demon devil thing.
Poor Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, you know what?
Harry Potter.
He's gonna have a Mark Hamill type of life where
you're stuck in that.
He's Harry Potter forever. Until the day he dies, and you know what? He should just be happy.
Emma Watson will be able to move on.
You think so?
Oh yeah,
Hermione.
She's hot enough.
She was in This Is the End
as Emma Watson as. Her playing, like they were, like, they called her Hermione.
So she'll be able to.
She's making the transition a little better.
She'll be able to transition. He won't. He's iconic.
He is. He had ended up being the face of the movie
it's
franchise.
It's the same thing that happened to the Elliot from E.T. The kid, Harry Thomas.
Yeah, that kid. Whatever
it took him a while.
Yeah, to even shake that.
To even shake it. It wasn't until he showed up in Gangs of New York.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It also would have helped if he was a better actor.
But he couldn't because people always saw him as fucking Elliot from
E.T. He's like, yeah, you got some Reese's Pieces there
and
in your pocket.
And this guy, sorry, dude, you're fucking Harry Potter for life. Fucking start painting or some shit.
Seriously.
Or something else.
Harry Potter for life. It's like NWO.
But you can't act anymore.
You can't. Get real. You know how you can shake that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Go the Shia LaBeouf route and become.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go fucking crazy. Get drunk, get arrested.
Smoke a joint at a Broadway show in a cabaret.
Junior, your fucking career.
Yeah.
Get on heroin binges, sleep in other people's houses.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
But now you see the trailer for Fury?
Yes.
That looks good.
That looks good.
Did you see that? Have you seen that trailer?
Yes.
The tank movie? Yeah.
Mustache LaBeouf.
Yes.
It's must buff.
And the guy from Walking Dead is in there too.
And
they got a Spanish guy finally in a World War II movie.
Was it Michael Rodriguez? What's his name? Michael Pena.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Pena. Michael Rodriguez is the dude from Planet Terror, actually, I think.
Michelle Rodriguez.
No, the dude. Who's the dude in Planet Terror? The guy that was like flipping on the walls and like cutting people and stuff. That guy.
Oh, that's the I know who you're talking about. The guy from that M. Night Shyamalan swimming pool movie.
Yes, that guy with the one arm.
Yeah, one arm.
Yeah, that guy was in like three movies and now he's gone. Yeah. Michael Pena though, that guy's awesome. I like that guy. Finally got a question from Billy D.
Very nice.
He's been gone, missing in action for a few weeks. We put out the call last week. Fourth Dimension looks like they got back to us.
Awesome.
Billy D writes, "Howdy, homies! Finally, my summer is here, and I can take a minute to catch up on all the things I've missed." Summer's here. Summer's almost over. Summer's just getting.
Where's he at?
He's up in New York City, but I mean, it's still summer up there. Yeah. I don't know what he's
summer
doing.
Summer everywhere.
I'd like to take a second to say thanks for the recent outpour of tweet love from a couple fans. It's awesome. So thanks. That's good. He's on Twitter at I Love Blood. Marvel released a slate today that set up films to come out all the way until May 2019. Do you think that's when Phase 3, Avengers 3, will drop, or will that be the beginning of something new, possibly the end of Phase 4, your friend in spite, Billy D? All right, so Marvel. Actually, he says he saw Marvel slated through May 2019. I read an article, Marvel, they have movies scheduled. Like, there's a board somewhere in one of their offices. They got movies planned out to like 2028, 2029.
So ridiculous.
Which would then be like, what, 5-6 phases?
So you're going to pass down, they're gonna have to pass down Captain America.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. These guys have a, these guys have a certain amount of, you know, they're contracted for a certain amount of films. Chris Evans has already said, he's going to retire from acting.
In the comic books, Captain America's black and Thor's a girl now.
Now,
so.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Yeah, they just
and
did that.
And Spider-Man's gay.
And
that happened a little while ago,
and
right?
I think he's part Latin.
I think
right?
he's a Latin gay guy
they
now.
They covered every single ethnicity in that one.
They're trying. They're trying their damnedest. They could have made him a gay transgender.
Wonder Woman's
going to
be
somehow.
Samoan by the next incarnation. I think what they're waiting
Samoan
for.
Samoan Wonder Woman.
They're going to wait. They're waiting
that,
for.
That's a big bitch.
Because they want to mesh X-Men and Avengers, but they can't because it's two different studios.
Yeah. Fox has the X-Men rights.
So some contracts are about to run out.
Well, the way those contracts work, it's if they keep making the movies, they get to keep the rights. That's why Universal is spitting out Spider-Man movies. They don't want to lose those Spider-Man rights, you know? So they're going to keep cranking them out. Even if they're bad, we just need one. We just need a placeholder. That happened with Daredevil. Fox didn't make a Daredevil movie in time. Now that's with Marvel. Marvel's doing a Daredevil show on Netflix. So you got to keep those rights or else you lose them. Use it.
Or lose it.
Avengers 3, I mean, obviously that's coming. So that's going to be Avengers 3 will be the last time we see Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Yep.
Probably the last time we see Chris Evans as Captain America. And they might go, these comic books, the way they do the changes in the comic books might be them setting up the changes for the movies.
Yeah, maybe.
In a few years. They even said, like, no, this is separate. The comic books are separate from the movies, blah, blah. But still, it feels a little, weird.
You can reboot those movies differently. You know what I mean? Like, you can stop Avengers 3, and that ends the chapter of that, right?
And so then you would think then
so
the
then
next
the
phase
next,
or whatever.
The next Avengers movie could be that thing that they had in the comic books where Captain America and Iron Man were going at each other.
Right. Because a different story, a different take. Because they've been doing that, obviously, with actual comic books for years. They do new books over and over
Hugh
and over.
Jackman,
they restart
you
stories.
You gotta give up Wolverine, homie.
Eventually.
You cannot be Wolverine. I mean, you look phenomenal.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Ripped and shit, but...
The only problem I got with him as Wolverine...
You're not gonna hold on to 2028.
No, he won't make it that. No. The only problem I got with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is that he's too tall. Other than that, I think he's pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the 6'1" Wolverine, dude, it's supposed to be like 5'8".
For somebody who stumbled into that.
He did, right?
Yeah.
He totally did stumble into it.
To be somebody else.
I read this article recently. An interview with him where he was talking about doing the first movie and how it was like a month before the production, and he was like, in terms of the physique of Wolverine, he was like, I don't gotta do that much. I hit the gym a couple weeks beforehand, and you know, I'll be okay. And then he shows up, he has to shoot a scene where he's shirtless and he has no definition in his body whatsoever. Bryan Singer's like, damn it, and he had to like shoot him from the shoulders up and find ways to like frame his body out of it. So from that point forward, he's like, damn it, I gotta like actually put more physical work into being Wolverine. And now we got the last one where he's
super fucking huge.
So now if you're watching
ripped.
Movies in order, he's like
He gets buffer.
He just keeps getting he's older, but getting more and more and more ripped as it goes. It's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, you know, they are gonna just keep making these fucking Marvel movies and they're gonna keep banking.
It'll be fine. You know. Thor 2 was garbage. I just wanna throw it out there.
I found it better than the first one.
I just don't fucking know.
They're gonna make at least a third one.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
They're talking about also they gotta make a Hulk movie because people wanna see that Mark Ruffalo Hulk movie.
Yeah.
Especially with Joss Whedon's behind.
Well the Ed Norton
like
Hulk movie I really
like. I like that one too. I thought it was cool, but
I didn't like the Eric Bana one.
But
nobody did.
The only thing the Ed Norton movie contributed to the whole Marvel universe as it is now is the after credit scene where Robert Downey Jr. shows up and he goes to General Thunderbolts Ross and he says like
I hear you got a problem.
Yeah. And that's everything. So it's like the rest of the movie didn't even matter in the long run. All right, end of the show here. We got a couple things left to do. We got a lightning round, Pedro.
Nope.
Let's get inside your brain here. Well, actually, you know what I have?
What do you have?
Oh, some thunder.
It's thunder.
It's
like thunder for the lightning round. But thunder is just the sound of lightning hitting, right? Isn't that that's all that is? All right, Drew, start the clock.
Go.
Pedro, here we go. Number one. Is it harder to exercise more or eat healthier?
Exercise more.
Number two. What is one thing you can not live without?
Oh, man. Wow. And that's supposed to be lightning.
Lightning. Boom. Like,
quick. Lightning. Sweets.
Sweets. Okay. No, good. Number three. What is your favorite drink?
Right now, it's been water.
Oh, good. Very good. Number four. Do you like to cook?
I do. I do enjoy to cook.
Number five. What is your favorite sports team?
New York Knicks.
Nice. Number six. That's brutal. Number six. What is your earliest memory?
Earliest memory, and I just talked about it yesterday. I don't know how old I was, but I remember I was on an Eastern airline.
I remember Eastern airline?
Airplane, and in the bathroom, and I freaked out because somebody flushed the toilet, and that sound that the
whoosh.
It freaked me out.
That's an intense sound.
Hey. Just weird seeing people just walking around.
It's a busy place. What is your, just number seven, if you could be any celebrity, who would it be?
Benicio Del Toro, because he banged Scarlett Johansson in the elevator.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He's the best. Number eight, what was your first job?
My first job was delivering these, you know those little newspapers that every house gets?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You're that asshole.
So
I didn't ask for that fucking paper. You're just going to put it on my doorstep and I got to take out the goddamn trash?
I was 10 years
Fuck
old.
Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. I covered a 2-mile radius of residence.
Yeah.
My father would take me when I was 10 years old. I would have to go house by house and put that fucking newspaper there. It got to the point that the guy would drop the newspaper.
Yeah.
And we would just take it and just dump it in the dump.
That's funny. Because who knows? No one's going to.
Oh, he knows.
Who's going to complain? Oh, the guy knows.
The guy knows.
The guy knows. All right, number nine. What is something you should not say at a funeral?
I would say something you shouldn't do is take a picture. But if it's selfie time,
funny
I guess it'd be.
Funny you say that. I've been to a funeral where one guy was
Spanish
walking around.
Spanish people are notorious.
Yeah, dude, they get people on. And he's like, come on, let's get together. Smile,
They'll
smile.
Plop the cadaver up.
that's creepy.
It drives me insane when I see that.
Very tacky. And finally, number 10. Let's play Kiss, Marry, Kill. You ready?
Oh.
Tell me which one you want to kiss, who you want to marry, who you want to kill. RoboCop, The Terminator, Johnny Five.
Oh, kill Johnny Five.
Really?
Poor Johnny Five. Kiss RoboCop.
Okay.
And marry Terminator.
Marry the Terminator. Damn. Ugh. Man, I would have kissed Johnny Five. He's so lovable.
So fucking, have you seen that movie?
Have I seen that movie? I grew up with that movie.
You grew up, but have you seen it after you've grown up?
Oh, no. I haven't seen it in a while.
Steve
Guttenberg.
You want to unplug
Ali Sheedy. Unplug Johnny Five.
That voice is so annoying.
It is a pretty annoying. But then you know what? But then he does a Three Stooges routine at the end.
In that yeah.
That's right. Really? That's right to my heart, man. I love the Three Stooges.
That movie should get a reboot.
Oh, the Three Stooges? Oh, no, Johnny. They've been talking about doing a Short Circuit movie.
Short Circuit movie.
For years now. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were saying reboot the Three Stooges movie. They just made that thing like
they did.
A year
and
a half
ago.
It
wasn't that bad.
I didn't like it. There was one scene where we're talking about...
The guys that played them well.
The guy who was like Larry, the older... The kid versions sucked. The older versions, actually, I thought they did a good job. And there was one joke. It was about how they were like farming fish or something, and then they cut to a field and there's just like fish laying around everywhere, and they were like pouring water on it. Like they're that was the one joke in the movie. I was like,
Larry,
that's
David
funny.
S a nun.
That was horrible. That was the worst. Dwight Howard in the background at the end. He was in the movie at the end when they're like at some mansion and there's a big party going on. He's in the background randomly playing basketball with a bunch of kids. Very
really
strange.
Weird.
Very very strange. Very weird movie. Hey, so did you ever get those plugs? Those dates?
I did not.
You did it?
So go to RicanGorilla.com and I'll put it there. Follow me on Twitter, RicanGorilla. Everything that I do is pretty much RicanGorilla.
RicanGorilla, so because he's a big old Puerto Rican. Definitely check out the Let's Do 30.
Yep. Go to RicanGorilla.com. Everything, just go to the website.
Just
and
go,
from there,
go there,
all the links are there. Yeah, we'll be friends for life.
That's why I got the ChrisCrespo.com. That's all about ChrisCrespo.com, RicanGorilla.com. Don't get them confused.
Drew, you got a website yet?
No, I don't want a website. I don't want anybody to know who the fuck I am.
I can't get... I'm trying to get him to give out his Facebook.
Nope.
You won't give out his Facebook?
No?
Nope. He's like, I have to meet you in person. He's got this weird thing about wanting to meet people in person before he Facebooks them.
You actually have to be a friend of mine.
He doesn't just give out his friendship nope. willy fucking nilly.
Nope.
Yeah. Screw all that.
I had a grown man ask me, weren't we friends on Facebook? And that, honestly, once he finished that sentence, I was like, I'm going to delete that shit.
That's exactly
right now,
why.
Do it right now. Do it tomorrow.
But that's the only way I keep in touch with my family. That's the problem.
That's the thing. I've been wanting to delete it, but then there's certain people I was like, this is how we connect. I see some family pictures and stuff. Start using phones, I guess.
Old pictures there that I want.
All right. Well, that's the end of episode 80. Pedro, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
You're welcome. We really appreciate it.
To the new studio.
Yeah. The next time you'll be on,
episode
we should be there.
100.
Yeah. You want to be... I'm trying to do a blowout episode 100 show.
Here's the episode I want to be part. I want to be part of the Halloween episode.
You want to come back for a Halloween
episode? The Halloween episode, I'm definitely game.
You're coming back?
But it's easy because it's right there. If the studio's right there by the open mic on Mondays, it makes it way easier.
Yeah, if we're down there, it'll be perfect. Either way, it should be. We'll make it happen. I'll write it down. October episode is when you'll come back. Drew, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. iTunes, Stitcher, rate us, review us. ChrisCrespo.com. I am Chris Crespo. Sima Crespo Diso on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And I got some muffins. We're going to go eat some muffins.
Peace.
It's a terrible
thing. Wait, okay. We forgot to do the swag bag. I can't forget the swag bag because that's my...
Swaggy time.
The swag bag is the one thing where when I have people on the show, they're like, oh, I wish I thought of that. You know, other podcasts. It's the one thing I really feel the proudest of, and it's the cheapest thing, and it's the cheesiest thing, but I love it.
It's the best thing, though.
Because you're getting the gift. Yes. You come on the show and you get a gift. So pink bag, blue bag...
I'm going pink.
Pink for breast cancer. Give that to Drew Cogburn. Drew will break it out. Let you know what you got. Here we go, and we'll cheer it on as it happens.
Sir, you are the proud owner of a Jokes and Gags whoopee cushion.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, dude, this is awesome.
That's so perfect for you.
You got yourself a DVD copy of Murder Ball.
Yes.
Oh, that movie was so great.
That is actually a good documentary. That's a good one. This is actually a good bag.
We've got yourself a formal fashion little princess.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Right. My daughter would like this.
Tiny little doll. Oh, yeah. These bags are great for the kids.
Get yourself a Hot Wheels race car.
That's for me.
And a brain dead zombies grow a zombie.
Grows
up to 600%. Just add water.
Oh, look at that. This is perfect because we're talking about zombies.
It's so perfect. Yeah, yeah.
What a bookend to this episode.
Yeah.
That's synchronicity right there. Thank you so much, Pedro. We appreciate it. Thank you, Drew.
You're very welcome, sir.
All right. We are now officially out of here.